Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Colleen from Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. Today, I have an interview. I'm so proud of it because I got it. And this guy has been on the have and have not days of our life, but he's been on my favorite soap in the last year. And Philip Boyd with Tony on General Hospital. And let me tell you this, people. When he was shooting at the shootout that we got last January, and then it broke for like, we didn't get the ending for like 2 weeks. I'm telling you, he was so hot with a gun. And so let's welcome Phil Boyd on the show.
Hey, everybody. Hi. How's it going?
Good. I'm sorry, but you, like I said, you were so hot with that gun, and I keep watching it over and over and over again. And, you know, General Hospital is the best soap on the planet, number one. Number two,
100%.
How did you get the role? And, you know, if you need me, I beg them and bring you back. I have no problem about doing that for you, Philip, because after what I saw with the gun, I mean, that's all it took for me to hire you if I was the no hospital director at this point. How did you get that role? Because you were in probably one of the most amazing cliffhangers of the beginning of last year, because we didn't get it.
No.
It
was so unfortunate that we, I got on the show last year, and Mark Keschner, who I've grown to know and love, he's a fantastic casting director. I think he's won a record amount of Emmys casting that show. So I was
mm-hmm.
so happy when he called my manager and asked me if I would do a part on the show. And it was supposed to be a recurring, like a heavy recurring character on the show. And because of the coronavirus, they had to shut down, not bringing as many characters back in because of the whole, you know, SAG protocols and having so many people on set and everything like that. So my character kind of got put to the side for right now. So I don't know when it's coming back, but...
Okay, I'm just saying they need to bring you back. So you've been Tony on there, and so you kind of work in the Crystals. Okay, how should I put this nicely? So you were kind of working for Sunny at the Real House, correct? Or were you working at the Crystals house?
No,
I mean,
I was
what
working
did Tony actually do?
Okay, so Tony, from what I understand, works for the main guy.
Sonny, yeah.
Sonny. Yeah, he's one of Sonny's guys, and he was just kind of guarding that warehouse, and then it got shot up, and thank God that Tony was there to protect Sonny's wife.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I owe you a big thing because Carlson is my favorite couple in the whole wide world. And for Tony to protect Carly, okay, you just won me over that moment because, you know, nothing can happen to Laura or Carly in my mind or Sonny. And the way they did the shootout was one of the most amazing, heart-stopping moments of last year, and seeing you with the gun, and I mean, it was fire all over the place, on the docks, the warehouse, and Brooklyn, at the cafe where Sonny and Zaytima. So for like 5 minutes, we had this big flew out. Everyone was getting saw up in this town. And
yeah.
From the mayor to Carly to Zapeson, and Sonny and Mike, we all had to see this. And it was amazing because it was this really exciting, you know, and then, you know, I kind of watched it over and over during the coronavirus because Zeno Hospital was on for about 3-4 months. And
yeah.
From someone that watched Zeno Hospital over and over, not having Zeno Hospital for 3 months felt like I was a teenager and I got sent to my room for something I didn't do for once. And so that was hard. So, yeah, if you ever need to make a good word with Mark Chestnut, I will. Because I think they need to bring you back for another mob sitting. I mean, you know,
yeah,
this time please just take Zillion down. I mean, then I will be happy. But I just, yeah, I want you back on there. I mean, I know we have to wait because of the virus. And
yeah.
Who knows how long we will be in this virus mess. Because it looks like a round 2 is coming, and I don't want to say that, so yeah. But I think your role in Zeno Hospital is amazing. And so just if you ever need work, just message me, email me, and I will email Mark and tell him bring Tony back now for me.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate that
you know,
so much. It makes me so happy to hear that people actually like tune in and watch these shows, and
oh
then
my
they're
gosh,
actually
yes.
like, you know, moved by the characters. And you know, I love all the fans that we have out there for any show that I've ever been on. And to have you speak so highly of this, I would, yeah, I hope that Mark Kestner is listening, and I hope that Frank Valentini is listening too, and can bring me back on soon.
Well, and I think I don't know what they are going to do if we go for another shutdown and because the second wave is hitting Seattle again, meaning
this
is not good for me because I really haven't been anywhere all summer long. This is the first summer I've stayed home, and for me, that was just crazy, and it's just been a whole crazy time. And if I have to go, see, going in the winter and staying home is not that bad because it's very cold already. But if you have to go in the summer and not go anywhere, that's not fun. So, hey, if they want to bring the virus up again during the winter time, okay, fine. I will deal with it better than I deal with it. In the summertime, and you have been on so many amazing shows that, you know, one of my best friends loves you on The Have It, Have Nots, and you played Oscar on there. Yeah, so how was that?
Ma'am.
Because I know, then again, you are working for a very powerful company. Because Tyler Perry, you know, directed, and Tyler Perry, I think, was the first TV show to come back after the virus, I believe. And he was just having people come and do their stuff for 2 weeks, and everyone was just stuck together. So are they bringing you back on the Have It, Have Not? I mean, I know you haven't been there for 3 years, but, you know, maybe after this interview, Tyler, if you're listening, bring him back.
Well, you know, my character got killed off on the Have and the Have Nots. I got pushed out of a 30-story hotel room, and he landed on concrete and ended up dead. But, you know, working for Tyler Perry was one of the highlights of my career so far. He works at an incredible speed. So the actors that go on that show, After being there for a year, I had a couple of actors. We had a couple of actors that came on for their first couple of episodes. And I remember pulling them to the side and being like, listen, know your lines, because when you show up, it's like showing up to a locomotive. That thing moves so fast, and Tyler knows exactly what he wants. He basically edits the show as he's filming it. So he's got like four cameras running, and he sits behind the monitor and watches off. Hello? Oh, and watches all the TV show, all the actors going, and you know he directs everybody, and you never really get to do a full scene on his shows because he's always kind of moving in and doing different things. But it was really a fun thing, and for 5 years, I it was like family to me.
Yeah, I mean after that long, and so you know after that long on a series, and I would love to. Being in Atlanta, I've never been there. That is like one place where I really can't go anywhere right now. But Taping there would have been, I think, fun. You know, and I mean, you know,
well,
and
what's great is that, I don't mean to cut you off, but like, you know, Tyler Perry, when I first got into the Haves and Have Nots, we were working at his old studio, which I think Ozzy, his old business partner, split off and has now done a Latino studio over there. But we went over to Fort McPherson where he bought that, and it's, you know, one of the largest studios in America right now. I think it can hold like Sony, Fox, and Paramount all on the same lot. But we went to the new studio and we filmed over there, and that is just a gorgeous, gorgeous studio that he built over there. And yeah, it was something that was really, really beautiful. And we had the grand opening of Tyler Perry Studios back in October of last year, and got to attend that event. And he is doing some incredible things there. And what's funny is that after I got off the Tyler Perry show, The Haves and the Have Nots, the first film that I did after that, I went back to Tyler Perry Studios and filmed a movie called First Man. I was in that movie.
Oh, okay. I had to suck that out.
So it was neat to go back and work on a lot that I've already worked on before with a guy who's just, I can't say enough nice things about Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry is probably one of those most respected directors in Hollywood right now, and I think he doesn't get enough credit as he should by the, you know, the Hollywood doesn't give him enough credit or anything, because, I mean, he's really have opened up a lot of jobs for so many people. And
I love
all his stuff he does. You know, I just think that he's, you know, a genius. So, you know, hopefully maybe he will come out with a new series for you. Yeah, maybe I could do him that. Yes.
That would
I don't
be
know,
amazing.
Maybe
you
were in a really cute movie in 2006. I'm in Lawfully Used. How was that? Because right there, it was an all-star cast right from the beginning of that movie. I love that movie. How was that?
Well, that movie was such a blessing, that movie. I remember getting the phone call asking if I'd be available to do it. I think they had an actor fall out, and so they called me up and asked me if I'd come and join. And I got to meet some people that became some of my dear friends to this day, Chelsea Crisp and Joe Williamson. We talk on the phone every single day through a text thread, which is amazing. But it was an interesting thing because I had heard that we were going to be filming in Virginia Beach at Regent University, and Regent University was going to have some of their film students work on the film with us. So when I heard Virginia Beach, I was thinking to myself, wow, this is going to be great down by the beach and, you know, it'd be warm and everything. And we filmed it in November. And so I remember showing up with like a bag full of like t-shirts and shorts and jeans and stuff. And I think the day that I showed up, it was 31 degrees there. So I had to go to the local Walmart and I had to buy like all this winter clothing because we were there for like a month. But it was such a wonderful experience, and I absolutely love that movie. I recommend everybody that I talk to.
Yeah,
that I play a lot of like celebrity golf tournaments.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
in a golf
one of
tournament,
those
always...
really cute, you know, movies. I love it, so you know, it's really good. And so when I knew you were coming on the show, and I booked you all by myself. So there, David, and now I'm being really mean today. you know, on Days of Our Life, okay, so for the life of me, I was trying to, you know, get you, pick who you were on dates, because, like, I was all for soaps because I'm a very responsible radio host, you were on Days of Our Life, too. So who were you on dates? Because maybe if you tell me that, I will remember. Because I
no,
don't remember.
No, you know what's so funny is that I played a guy named Arthur Perkins on Days of Our Lives. And I honestly only had, I think, two episodes that I did. And I played like a bartender that was kind of interacting with the different actors. This is like earlier on in my career, I think back in like maybe 2008 or something like that. But yeah, we had a very brief stint on Days of Our Lives, and I had another brief stint on The Young and the Restless too. Where I played a guy named David.
Oh yeah, so who were you on there?
I played a guy named David. And I kind of had like a thing between, the two, main characters on there at the time. That was way back. That was like, you know, back in 2003,
okay,
I think.
Is Brayden?
No, I didn't have scenes with him. I can't remember right now who I had scenes with, to be honest with you. It's been 17 years. And I've done a lot of stuff since then, so it's hard for me to remember all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, my buddy who, you know, no longer with us, Christoph St. John,
bless his heart.
You know, was a big deal on my end. Also, when people say the big guy, you know, in my mind is Christoph, even though, you know, people think Eric Braden, but for me, is always been, you know, Christoph, so... Yeah, so that's why, for once, someone was coming on from Y&R, and usually I would message him, like, okay, who was this person? But now, it's like, okay, now I actually have to look up things. So, yeah, I don't think that's not a very fair advantage. But you were also on 90210. You were on for the wedding, part two. Another episode is Miss.
Yeah.
So you were on
like
everything.
The original.
Yeah, so
original.
The original was better than the other one. She did not treat me after I say this, but I'm sorry. But the original was the best, you know, 100%. And them trying to, you know, the other one, just for me, I didn't like it as much as the original one because, like, we were up watching it every Thursday. So, it was nice. But 90210 will always be, you know, one of my favorite shows. And, you know, I think that, you know, with... them coming back 2 years ago to try and bring the series back with all the cast. It just, for me, I liked it, but I think it was hard because Luke Perry wasn't, you know, in it, and, you know, then he died. So then, for that reason, and then they did not pick up. We knew it was, you know, I was kind of sad because it got really interesting to me, but when you can bring all the people that you grew up watching back, it's like, okay. So, I just think it's hard on bad. And also, you were on ER. I mean, come on. What's the hell haven't you been? I mean, look at your resume. The only show that I love that you haven't been on is Law and Order, SVU, Chicago,
yeah.
Fire Med PD. I got to get you on
yep.
that one now.
I got a good friend of mine, Jay Hayden, on the Chicago Fire, and I think he's on Chicago Fire. I got another friend of mine named Brian T, who's on the Chicago Med, and they shoot it in Chicago, and I think him and his family moved to Chicago for the filming of that. But he's a guy that I did a film with called Deadland years and years ago. We met on that film, and then to see his career take off the way that it has. Has been really awesome to see. And he's such a great actor and even a more lovely person. So it's been awesome.
So are you still friends with him? Because if you are, you could put in a really good word for me. I would love an interview. Yeah, I mean, I would love an interview with him. And so you have a post-production movie coming out called California Love, but it's post-production. So right now we don't know when that movie is coming out.
I got to see a cut of that movie recently, and Preston Whitmore, the third, directed that. And it's a true story based in Los Angeles about an ex-gang member who started this sort of like a house to help people that wanted to get out of the gang life and more into society and start contributing to society. And it's based on a true story. And, I couldn't have been happier with the film. I was very happy to be a part of that film. It's a really touching story too. And they show like the real life interviews at the end and stuff. And it's something I look forward for people to see. And I'm surprised that it's not, listen, there's no movie theaters that are open right now in California. So I don't know if they've put it out in theaters somewhere else or what they're going to do with it. But the actors in that movie were really, really great. And I'm happy to be a part of that film. And if I had more information about when it would come out, I would tell you, but I don't right now, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, with everything right now, it's on pause. I mean, like, I was so looking forward to Fast and the Furious 9. And, it got pushed back into next year. And the Oscars will be on this year. So this is like, I will say this, and do not tweet me after I say this, guys. But 2020 has been one of the most crazy years in America. And I don't think anyone will forget what 2020 was, because it's been the most crazy year, but it's been like the most productive for me on the interview side, because I've been doing interviews probably since February, and that was the best time to strike with people because they were home and no one could tell me they were busy.
Yeah, exactly.
I took advantage of that, but I think, if you need my help with any show, get on any show, let me know, because, I will work. I'm going to work you back into General Hospital. I'm going to bug Mark. That's what I'm going to do. I'm friends with Mark.
Please
He's
do.
Been on the show, so maybe if I give him a little message and said, bring you back because Carly once said that maybe he will actually listen, but I know since you're right about the COVID and they are not bringing everyone back yet, but, I'm just hoping soon, you will be back on there. And before I let my two co-host guys on, I talked to you. You were also on the Betty and Zone TV miniseries. Because Betty and Zone have
this feud.
Great feud, and
yeah.
How is that?
And, well, you know, Ryan Murphy is such a genius as it is anyway.
Yes, he is.
And yeah, and to go on that show and to be around the actors that I was working with, Susan Sarandon is an amazing, you know, person. I loved being able to work with her and talk with her and do the recreation of the part that I played, which I played Maximilian Schell, which was the Oscar winner back in the time. So he was presenting the Best Actress Award, and to Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, I think, right? So
yeah.
So we show up on the set, and the set that we shot on was actually the same stage that they shot the Oscars on that year when that happened. So it was really
wow.
Kind of relive that whole moment and be a part of that. And Ryan Murphy is a stickler for detail. The production design was so top notch. Everybody there was super kind and super, you know, wonderful. I can't say enough great things about getting to work with Ryan Murphy and be a part of his vision.
Well, yeah, I mean, another great director, Ryan Murphy, has been writing so many of the FX series lately. I mean, he did a great job with the Ozzy thing, great job with
yeah.
the Betty one that you were in, great job with so many of them that he is just kicking butt with that. And, you know, he can never produce a bad. So, in my opinion, I mean, he did such a great job with Glee that I think that helped him, because right after Glee, then he was doing all these FX series. And I find the FX series really good, because some of them, people were not around for, like, the Ozzy case. And for Ryan Murphy to bring them back and tell the other generation what they missed, even though the Ozzy series were not great for the soaps, it really killed the soaps. But it was a great little crazy other time in our history, but it did not go well down for the soaps. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but I'd rather bring on the boys, because if I don't, you know, my dad said, people, once this COVID is over, I'm going to just hug the guests and go back being selfish. But until
yes.
COVID is over, then you give the night for calling people. So let me bring on David first.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, David.
I called after. How are you doing? Hello.
Do
Hello?
You have a question for Philip?
Hello, Philip.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I'm a fan of yours. I love to have a not. I do remember you. Was I working with Tika Sumner? Was I working with her?
With Tika Sumner?
Tika.
Oh,
yeah.
Tika. Everybody asks about Tika. Tika's such a hard worker. She's so dedicated to her work and making sure that her product's good and knowing the scenes and getting to, you know, be familiar with the actors. I'll never forget when I first got to Atlanta to do the role opposite of her. She took the time out to meet me for lunch, and we went over the lines and just, you know, I can't say enough nice things about Tika. She's, you know, she's very generous with her work. She's a diligent worker, and she's got, you know, a bright future ahead of her. I mean, she's done a lot of great stuff since the Haves and the Have Nots, and I think she'll do a lot more great stuff too.
Were you surprised when they killed your character off? She put you out the window.
You know,
put you out the window.
Yeah, I kind of was, and I kind of wasn't, because, you know, like I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, Tyler Perry is such a stand-up individual that he actually, when he started writing that season out, he gave me a phone call, and I was originally supposed to be on this show for only 10 episodes. And me and Tyler, you know, worked really well together, and he kept me on for, I think, 52 episodes. And so he called me up and he said, "Hey, listen, I've kind of run out of ideas for your character, so it's going to be the end of the road for Oscar." So So I kind of had a knowledge of it going in to film that episode, that would be my last episode. And it was, you know, it was a hard day because, like, I spent so much time with all those people that to say goodbye to them and be like, "See ya," was it was a long day.
Well, yeah, I was sorry when they killed you off. I like the character. I like the character on Heaven and Not. I like the.
Oh man, I appreciate that so much. I love that character, and I loved interacting with all the fans when we tweeted out every Tuesday night. That was something that, you know, really touched my heart a lot. That people actually took time out to engage with Twitter and with the actors on that whole platform and be able to like interact with people like that. And it means the world to me that you even called in and are asking me questions, man. So thank you very, very much.
So you're on Saving Grace. Now, I love that show, and I'm so mad it got canceled, Saving Grace, and that song. But I worked on that show, Saving Grace.
Yeah, that was great. Holly Hunter, actually. You know what's funny is that Holly Hunter and I are from the same town in Georgia, a place called Conyers, Georgia. And she went to Rockdale High School, and I went to Rockdale High School. So when I auditioned for that role, Holly and I had a connection with that, and get to work on that show. I was scared to death, to be honest with you, and whoever's listening, I'm not afraid to admit it. I first showed up, and I my scenes were with Christina Ricci, Holly Hunter, and Bailey Chase. And Bailey and I have become really, really good friends since then. And we actually played golf together today. So, you know, it was a great show to be on. And I'm so thankful that I was given that opportunity to have a couple of episodes while that show was on air.
Yeah, great. And Enterprise, you know, Star Trek Enterprise. We like working on that. Enterprise, Star Trek, Enterprise.
Oh man, that was so cool because to be a part of Star Trek, you know, like that was early on in my career, and I didn't really have a whole lot of knowledge of what I was doing, so I was kind of scared and kind of like nervous when I was on that show because it's such an iconic show, right? Star Trek. So it was neat to be inside that studio where they filmed all the Star Trek movies, and then they went on to do the TV series. And, you know, Scott Bakula, and to be around all the makeup and see all the people walking around dressed up, you know, however they were dressed up in the makeup and whatnot. It was really neat. It was like Halloween, you know. So it was awesome. And that was shot at Paramount Studios, actually. So Paramount Studios is one of the oldest studios in California. So that was great.
Yeah, I'm a big Star Trek fan, too.
Well, right on,
well, thanks
right
for my question. I'm a big fan of yours, from Heaven or Not. So, yeah, and you're welcome to come back anytime. And I'm such a big fan
of
yours.
He will be coming back. He will be coming back because, you know, he knows I'm his, like, favorite fan now. And once I get him back on General Hospital, you know, then he will have to come back. So...
Well,
don't worry,
you know,
David.
Tyler's got a lot of new shows coming up. So Tyler's got a lot of new shows coming up. So you never know if he's going to call me up and ask me if I want to do one of those.
Yeah.
But, we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. But thanks for taking my question.
Okay,
David.
Of course,
David.
David,
I'm going to bring on Bobby. We can't forget Bobby today.
Okay,
so.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, Bobby. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Did you have a question?
Bobby, what's the question?
I guess you basically just answered every question imaginable that I can think of, but I just want to ask, what was it like to work with Tyler Perry, and did he offer a role in any of his movies?
Okay, so to work for Tyler Perry, you know, it's something that he expects a lot from his actors. So to work for him, you know, he's got a level of respect for the actors that he hires. And, and on the flip side of that coin, I have a lot of respect for him for what he does for that show. So he writes every episode, he directs every episode, and he's there on set every single day when episodes are being filmed. And he'll film, you know, more than one show at a time. Like he'll film, you know, one show one day, another show the next day. But during that time, he is all about the work. And to work for somebody like that, that is so focused and so driven and so inspirational on top of that, just being around him is an energy that you just get this, you know, it kind of feeds off onto the actors as well, because he's really diligent and he's really focused on what he's doing. So it makes you even more focused on what you're doing as well. And also wanting to, like, you know, do right by him, because he's doing right by you. So to work for somebody like that, you know, I cannot say enough good things about Tyler Perry.
Right. Right. I agree. Cause I've seen some of his movies as Madea, and I've seen other projects he has done that have been on their own channel and with the Nickelodeon show. And he has done pretty good with that. And he has done basically everything imaginable from the House of Pain to the Has and That Has Not, in the various Madea movies he was in and the plays. And he was great. I just hope the next time they bring you back on General Hospital, we don't have to wait 2 weeks because somebody is screwing up in the White House to the point they have a trial.
I know. That was all messed up, too. They had something else going on. And, yeah, it was amazing. I really think that if they do bring me back, they'll bring me back, and it'll be, you know, a more of a consistent character on the show. But we're going to wait and see what happens with that. I mean, I think Carly's going to reach out to Mark and try to push him in the direction to get me back there sooner than later.
Yeah, because I didn't get a chance to see him. I was expecting ABC maybe run that over again this past summer when there was no shows on. But to have Carly and Jason and Sam and Carly and Sunny episodes with Theme Week with involving them and Nurse's Ball reruns with probably just as good storyline. Give me a at 3 in the morning or on my CBR and just find news or local programming on back then.
Yeah. Well, I hope that they figure something out, you know, with all the COVID stuff going on for next year as well. And, you know, I think they did a good job of, like, trying to, like, to air those things as soon as they could. But, you know, we live and we learn. And what we're going through right now, we're doing a big, you know, learning curve right now with all the stuff that's happening right now. So hopefully it'll be better in the future.
Hopefully, if somebody at ABC Daytime is listening to me right now, please, on Thanksgiving Day, I know you normally will run past Thanksgiving episodes, please run the episode with shootouts, because that 5 minutes is in your seat action. Please rerun that episode for those of us that missed it. If anybody at ABC Daytime is listening, please do that on Thanksgiving Day. A great
alternative. Oh, you're the best, Bobby.
Game.
Thank you.
It would be a great alternative to the football games, but you take care and have a good night.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Have a great holiday.
Okay,
season,
Bobby,
man.
I'm going to put you on hold, but Philip, you have to come again. Because if you don't, you will just simply be breaking my heart. And, you know, believe me, you do not want to get on my bus. I know I'm joking with that comment. Well, kind of, but I will get you back on General Hospital. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm serious because I'm very clever and I want you back on there. But I have a question. So, since this COVID-19 thing hit, do you find yourself going in the kitchen more than you ever have? Or have you been staying out of the kitchen? Because that is just one bad thing that has caused for me, like, is like I walk past my kitchen and I'm like, okay, I'm not hungry, but okay, I'm in the kitchen, and yeah. So do you feel the pull to the kitchen? Because a lot of actors I've talked to told me, yeah, that is the biggest thing for them lately. Like, you know, because they've never been home this much, that the kitchen is a really bad place. So, yeah, I just wanted to.
And I have a big sweet tooth, too. So, like, I had to really check myself at about 2 months into the lockdown because, you know, what do? You watch movies and, you know, watch TV.
Yeah.
I did some home workouts and things like that. But at the same time, at nighttime, you sit there in front of the TV and you watch, you know, some great movies. I think we watched all of Netflix. So during that time, I'm like, you know, I love coffee nut M&M's and peanut M&M's.
Oh, my gosh. Those are so good.
Those are the best. Oh, God. They're the best. So I found myself, like, going through, like, a bag almost a day, and I'm like, whoa. So I had to put myself on a regimen of eating, like, you know, clean and doing some more exercising and stuff. So I'll do it every now and then now. But, like, yeah, I pretty much set myself a schedule of, like, what I would be eating and just stay out of the kitchen otherwise. Because you're right. It is a bad place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that is the only bad part about this whole thing because, you know, I don't cook. I really miss the sun out. I do not cook. I can cook. Every time I try and cook, bad things happen. So, yeah, like my mom sends over really good stuff, and I asked her to make me, like, crispy treats, and I just have this crazy craving for, like, peanut butter and chocolate in the Rice Krispies. And she sent over three of three bags of them. And so they are, you know, they have gained their share of eating. So, you know, but you have to come back. And before we let you go, I just want to know, are you a big football fan or not?
So, yes, I have a cousin who has been a coach for many, many years, and he's been a coach at he was a coach at the University of Florida. He was a coach at Mississippi State, and this past year or last year, he became the head coach of Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets football for college football. And before that, I was a big Georgia Bulldogs fan. Love the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh.
They were my favorite team. And because my cousin coaches for Georgia Tech now, I find myself leaning towards watching the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets when they play. So I get the chance to see my cousin when he's on TV. But yeah.
What about the NFL?
Do you have a favorite team
in the NFL right now?
No, I do not. No, I do not. I'm not a big fan of the NFL right now or any professional sports, to be honest with you, but
since I live in Seattle, Seahawks are like we are having the best season and we haven't lost a game. And
congrats.
I know every game I lost with them lately, I think I'm gonna have a heart attack. So they just have to pull it out the last 2 seconds of the game. So, yes.
Right,
so, yeah. And I do like college football, too. But I find myself drawn to the NFL more. And but thank you so much for coming on. And come back and let me know when email me when California Love will come out. And everything, and we will have you back on.
Great, because I've got a couple projects that will be out, you know, next year. So I'm looking forward to promoting those when they do. So I'll definitely let you know, Carly. And thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure being on the show.
And yeah, come back anytime.
You got it. Well, you guys have a great night, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks
to Bobby and David for calling in, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay.
If I knew that Phillip had a cousin, I would have watched the Georgia Tech Clemson game.
What?
Clemson got blown out by Clemson blown out Georgia Tech. But it was a great interview in your way.
Well, I want to say something. So I just want to say, people out there, well, I kind of had this bad accident that happened to me on Sunday. And since this is a PSA, do not try and carry everything in your hands. You know, I was going to do some work in my office where I do the sofa. And I was carrying a Sprite, a glass, a cell phone, my home phone. And, so with that, I tripped over the carpet. I mean, I fell, like, right on the carpet. And it would have not been so bad, but the dang glass kind of cut me. So I have this big, nice mark now on my leg. So I'm telling everyone, you know, please, people, do not try to carry, like, everything in your hands. Don't try it because it's a stupid thing. And, yes, I am, you know, I'm recovered a little from my fall. But I am saying to everyone in America, be careful with that because it's just crazy. And I hope everyone in America has voted. I hope everyone has dropped their ballots in the mailbox by now. Have you too, Bobby and David? Have you got here yet?
Yes.
And you guys know that you guys have better voted for Biden right there. You will be getting the ballot for me because we don't need another 4 more years of a reality star as a president. I'm done. I am done with him. The last week or two, things he's been saying, everything. So when he got COVID, you guys, I'm sorry. I wasn't surprised, but I wasn't, okay, I was a little happy, but even though he had COVID, he still went on like nothing ever happened. I'm sorry, but he has blood on his hands for the 2,000 people right now. He does. He knew about this way back and did nothing. And I'm sorry with the first 100 deaths that happened in Washington State first, and we got no assistance. Heck, we still don't have any assistance. I'm sorry, I'm mad. I'm at the point where I'm mad. And you guys vote for Biden because, you know what? Biden cares about people. He cares about this country. You know, Trump's only care about is Russia. You know, he probably has put so much money in the Russian hand that he knows what to do with. So all I'm saying is
I remember about a year or so ago at a summit meeting in Japan when he met with Putin. He whispered, don't screw this up for us. So you knew something was up.
Well,
now I'm afraid he might do the same thing. if not that, China will.
And I just think that, you know, it's just been a crazy time in our country. And, you know, Thanksgiving is around the corner. And I'm sorry, I don't think we are going to have a normal Thanksgiving. I don't see us. You know, Bobby, you keep breaking
sound
up.
I'm sorry, but I'm just going to eat with family for Thanksgiving because I don't think I want to have a lot of friends over for Thanksgiving or Christmas. As a matter of fact, I don't want to take no chances until after we get this virus under control.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I mean, because they said that you soon really have Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, with more than less than 10 people. So why then?
I think that's
going to
be for our family. I'm
well,
sorry.
No, with my family, all together, if my brother and sister-in-law come from Idaho with the four kids or the five kids, and my sister and her husband and the two kids, and my other brother with her two kids and his wife, Amber, who I love. And so right there, we can't. There's no way. And, you know,
right.
I'm not sad that, you know, if we don't do Thanksgiving, I'm just sad about Christmas because Christmas is supposed to be a magical time of the year for kids. And already the kids had their world upside down with everything. So,
right. And there's, and,
you know,
and it looks like there's not gonna be any, and it looked like there's not gonna be any trick or treating because they already took away the Charlie Brown Halloween special from television for the first time in a long time. So, and I think Halloween is basically canceled because I kind of look forward to watching the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, but at the same time, I just wonder why would they cancel Halloween because of that? I mean, I understand that we're trying to have alternatives to trick or treating and stuff this year, but to take away a TV special like that, that's unbelievable.
Well, and you know, I think with how is the Thanksgiving? You know, Thanksgiving. Yeah, I love the food, don't get me wrong. I love the food, I love everything. But Christmas in our family is fun because it takes us so long to open the presents because my dad has had this rule ever since we were little that one person opens the Christmas present and everyone sees it. So for our family, one year it took us 5 hours. We had to take a break, you know, and since, you know, I think, is this, you know, is crazy because,
right.
You know, Halloween, you know, is probably not safe for the kids to go out. And,
right.
I mean, I'm feeling really bad right now for my little niece. Tomorrow, Cassie goes in for her tonsils tomorrow and to get her tonsils out. They've been postponing that since last February. And so, seems a little nervous, but since I've had so many surgeries, I just walked through the process and then I ordered the books he wanted from Amazon as a goodwill present. So, you know, I just think that it's crazy time for kids, but it's also crazy time for all grown-ups. You know, when Phil mentioned about the M&Ms and stuff, okay, you keep hearing about this 15 pounds stay-at-home thing. and I'm going to the doctor on the 4th. I really, really don't want to weigh myself there because I don't want to know. And, you know, but it's not my fault. It's not like I can go anywhere. So, like, I'm going to blame Trump on it. How do you guys feel about that?
I agree. And I'll tell you right now, I'm kind of want to look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas with my brother, his fiance, and my parents. But at the same time, I don't want to just end up having to be and miss out on it, because I really want to have a bunch of guys watching football, because the only person that will probably be not interested in football will be my mom, who will be cooking Thanksgiving Day and Christmas. And after we open the presents, it might be the same thing.
Well, and to, you know, I mean, Bobby, did you have any nieces or nephews yet?
Well, I have one nephew who is about 16 who lives in South Carolina, and I have my brother is about to marry a friend of mine, so he's about to become my brother-in-law. So hopefully that's just
well,
adopt
you know,
somebody. I'm fine with the fact that my brother came out and is marrying another guy. I see what happened on Days of Our Lives with Sonny and Will throughout the years. I understand that part, and it just made me feel more comfortable. It didn't make me feel racist or bigot about two guys or two ladies being married.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
You know, and I think that, you know, I have 9 nieces and nephews. So, you know, come Christmas, I know I'm going to be broke again. So I hope we get the check before this election. Today is the last day they can do anything. But they have been in talks all day long. And I'm so sick of people blaming the Democrats on this. Because what the Democrats were trying to do was give the people more money. And what the Republicans were trying to do was get money for the big businesses that already, you know, have the money. And, you know, I'm just worried about restaurants here because I just don't want restaurants closing. I mean, you know, I haven't sat in a restaurant since February 29th. So whenever we go back opening the restaurants, I might have to forget how to order.
Right. Well, it's been basically 6 months for me, because other than going back to my old restaurant and eating out, I'm sorry about that, David, but other than having lunch a couple of times at my restaurant, I haven't done anything involving eating out with friends or family at a restaurant since March. So basically it's been 6 months.
You could still be safe.
Well, yeah, and I mean, just, I mean, David is probably the only one that's been in a restaurant, and especially you went to TGI Fridays a couple of weeks ago, and so if you want to go to another good restaurant before Florida gets shut down, because by now there are about 40 states right now that has been Susan's, that means give the cases back up. So, you know, it's a very crazy time in America.
And I know what you mean about these restaurants, because I have listened to Martha Madison talk about how she had to put on hold a restaurant that she and her husband was going to open up in Dallas because of this.
Exactly, and I just want to say that before, you know, we go today, because we will be on our week. Isn't that great? We have interviews every day. Tomorrow, I know we have someone, but for the life of me, I can't think. So,
David, are you still there? So can you help us? David?
Yes. Okay, so this week we have Zan Zulli coming on tomorrow. Tammy Locklear coming on Thursday. And on Friday morning, tentatively, Nathan Butler, who played Evan on The New Hospital, will be on here. So, you know, it's a good, crazy week on Daytime After Dark. And, you know, on Thursday, I have to go get a temporary crown. So, boys, have one of you got a crown before?
I'm lucky to have my. I'm lucky that I haven't had anything done to my teeth.
Bobby, have you had a crown?
Before. No,
have
but
you
I
had
remember
a crown
one
on?
Time before I chipped my teeth eating a diet bar, and I had to get that fixed. But other than that, I haven't had any problems with teeth. But I had to put a crown on them.
So does it hurt?
No, but and I'm just lucky because I haven't got my wisdom teeth removed or anything like that. So I'm just kind of lucky.
You know, if, you know, yeah, I'm not looking forward to Thursday. And, but all of us will be back tomorrow night. And,
That's right.
And have a great night and try and relax. I know I'm going to go make dinner, but just have a great night. Thank you again, Philip, for calling in. And he's mine. I'm calling dibs on him right now. And, yeah. So have a great night, you guys. Bye.
Have a good night.